Periods of rest. I have to say, I've been struggling the last 3 weeks to almost a month not being able to get it together. And when I say get it together, I mean a routine that I've adhered to for almost a year with bouts of, I don't feel like doing that today. Yeah, 80%, 90% of the time I'm doing what I need to do, what I want to do, how I want to do. But there comes times where I'm just like, why? Why do I start off with the best of intentions today and then it just falls apart? And it's accepting that my body, my mind, my spirit is telling me, you need to take a step back and reassess. And I fight that. I fight reassessing. And this is why I talk, because I want to know more about myself, because I want to discover why I do the things I do. I'm on this mission to understanding how to have better communication, better relationships, better working conditions, a better life in general. Because again, I've been a loyal dog to all the wrong people, places, things. So for and again, I've struggled with communication with myself because I was taught, we don't talk about these things. You just keep going. Period. You don't stop for anything or anyone. You keep going. Don't assess your feelings and why you feel the way you feel. And this is why it keeps popping up. You know what? As I'm talking right now, I did do a podcast a couple of months ago about how when I was struggling, I would, and here I go again. Because when I'm struggling really hard, my mom's not here. Here we go again. My mom's not here. That is how much I depended on her to just listen to me. God damn, she was a great listener. She always made me feel better. Always. She was that type of person. She left people better than she found them. And by talking, I get to feel. And when I feel, I come up with solutions. I have these bad habits that I don't always want to explore. And it looks like I suppress. No, it's not that it looks like I do. I suppress my emotions. And they come out in a deconstructive way. And again, my mom's not there. What exactly am I suppressing? I'm not exactly where I want to be yet. It's a process. Again, processing by resting. I have a hard time with resting. I push and I push and I push until I come crashing down, and I've done that my whole life. And it's why I have ups and downs with my eating, because I haven't fully learned how to communicate my emotions in a healthy, constructive way. This has been quite the process of a vicious cycle. But I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. It's never going to be perfect. But I want to delve deep into myself because it's not so much of a scary place for me anymore. It is definitely unknown. It's there and it's waiting for me to discover and be better. It's almost like treasure hunting, but in a emotional, mental, and physical way of learning how to live a constructive, positive life. And that's what I want. Again, I want to be better in my relationships. I want to be better at what I do at work. I want to be better with myself. Because when I'm better with myself, I have more to give. And I don't care about stuff. My God, did I used to hoard some stuff? What can I buy? What can I buy? What can I eat? What can I eat? What can I eat? What can I buy? What can I'm going to go eat and buy at the same time. And that was therapy. And that therapy gets expensive. And not just in the pocketbook, but having to constantly buy bigger clothes because I refuse to get to the root of the problem. I am a work in progress and I have no problem sharing that. I have no problem telling you because I can't be the only one. Feeling like you're the only one is lonely. And when you feel lonely, when I felt lonely, I eat. But right now, the universe is telling me you need to slow your ass down and reassess. I keep fighting it. I keep fighting it. This is reminding me of when I go do a 14er and I had a guide with me. I've always had a guide with me. He's the original J-Lo, Mr. John Lowe. I love him. And I've told him so. I love you as my friend, as my guide, as a fellow human being. You bring out the best in me and challenge me. And that's what I need. So the first time I went on a 14er, I didn't know what to expect. And it's a good thing I had somebody who knew what they were doing because I had no idea the amount of periods of rest that I had to do to get to the top. I thought you just walked all. That was my naive ass. We're just gonna walk all the way to the top with no problems. Oh no, it doesn't work like that. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have somebody that had already been through it. It's almost like a metaphor for my life because my husband knows whenever we are walking up a hill, I don't walk up a hill, I run up a hill. And I charge, you just keep going. And I've always done that. I didn't know how to rest. I figured if you stopped, you were a quitter. And you suck and you're a loser and you're not valuable. You're not an asset. You're a terrible human being. That's how I would think. And the universe is telling me right now, you need to stop and reassess. Rest. It's okay. It is okay to take time off, reassess, and then go forward with what you know. And right now is a learning period, and I fight it. I fight it tooth and nail, and I blame myself. Like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you get it together? It's been weeks. Get over it. Get over what? I don't even know what I'm getting over because I won't stop to ask myself the important questions. What's going on right now with you? I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Who cares? Keep going. And then I fall flat on my face. And then I wonder why, how the hell did I get here? Because you didn't rest. Because you don't listen. Because you're stubborn. Stop. Stop. Take some comfort and some value. And rest. It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a lazy person. Balance. I have a hard time with that. Real hard time with balance. Though I will say I'm getting better at it, but there are periods in my life where I'm just like, but if I take a breath, how am I supposed to get ahead? I don't know. That's the question. By coming out stronger, by coming out rested, more clear-headed, actually seeing where that next checkpoint is. How about that? There's nothing wrong with asking yourself questions and delving deep into that ocean of yourself and calming those waters and grabbing the oars and moving forward after you rest and nourish yourself. And your breath is peaceful and at one with yourself. That cleansing breath that you've heard growing up and your whole life and not understanding what it means. A cleansing breath. Ringing a bell to clear the air. The vibrations and the energy to help you forward. That's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful.